Gotta love the Black Crowes for still blazing a trail for rock and roll. This year marks 40 since the inception of the Robinson Brothers Band, now fired up for a worthy new Happiness Bastards album and 2024 tour that stopped at Vancouver's Queen Elizabeth Theatre on Tuesday night, April 16. Following decades marked by sex, drugs, fights, breakups, and divorce, Live Nation's pre-tour news release trumpeted, singer Chris and guitarist Rich are leaving their bullshit behind and coming together to celebrate their mutual love for rock and roll. And rock they did during their first show in Vancouver since 2008, around the time of the band's last album of original music. Sure, they played Abbotsford Centre in 2022, but that's not Vancouver. The QE is where I last saw them, way back in 1992, so Tuesday's show was a sort of homecoming. Story continues below. Twice as hard. At the Black Crowes back in hashtag Vancouver tonight for the first time in more than a decade. pic.twitter.com/sbhsxvpkyak. Tom Zilich, at Tom Zilich, April 17, 2024. The Black Crowes perform at Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver on Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Photo, Tom Zilich. The Black Crowes perform at Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver on Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Photo, Tom Zilich. A loaded rack of Rich Robinson's guitars for the Black Crowes concert at Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver on Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Photo, Facebook.com. AC/DC's iconic, It's a Long Way to the Top. If You Wanna Rock and Roll, played on the PA before the Black Crowes hit the stage, which boasted a cool warehouse vibe, curtains pulled back to reveal the back and side walls, cables, ladders, wires, etc. A wall of various amps looked like modern art centered by a huge mirror, ringed with giant lights. Spotlights focused on the brothers, naturally, with everyone else standing a bit more in the shadows. There were eight musicians on stage, not including the Chuck Berry cutout positioned in front of the two female BG singers, on risers along with the drummer and keyboardist. At the mic, Chris Robinson shimmied, pranced and grooved while Rich Robinson riffed away on his endless collection of guitars. A different one for the needs of every song? Sure, why not? Crank the volume? Hell yeah! The 17-song set featured a few from Happiness Bastards, including The Fine, Wanting and Waiting, along with a handful of classics, Remedy, She Talks to Angels, their hit Otis Redding cover, Hard to Handle, Twice as Hard, and Jealous Again. Not everyone is going to be happy with a band's chosen songs on a given night. Personally, I would have loved to hear Sting Me and Kickin' My Heart Around. Oh well, next time. The Black Crowes post-performance at Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver on Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Photo, Gillian Douglas. At times, the band looked a bit disinterested or perhaps tired from a busy weekend of West Coast concerts. Following show opener Billy Tibbles, the Black Crowes hit the stage at 9 p.m. and waved goodbye at 10:35. Not exactly Springsteen-ish length of performance, but a solid dose of gritty, guitar-fueled music on a Tuesday night. Later, my right ear rang as my head hit the pillow. Ah well, that's rock and roll.